I think you got the wrong impression about me. I think in all fairness, I should explain to you exactly what it is that I do.
What I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
When does this happen in the movie?
Now. You're looking at now, sir. Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
Past then.
When?
Just now. We're at now now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
When will then be now?
Soon.
Stick a fork in me, Jerry. I'm done.
Now, here is your host of Rush to Reason, John Rush. John
Rush. All right, I am your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Hour number three is upon us. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes, your engineer. Real quick before we get to Ali Bloyd, the answer to the question of the day, 12% of people are looking for a new job because of this. Current employment doesn't allow the use of cell phones. So remember earlier, Andy, when I said it's probably one of the hottest buttons when it comes to an employer versus employee is the use of
cell phones.
There you go. And it is, by the way. It's a big deal to most.
I guess I just never thought of an employer saying you can't use a cell phone.
Oh, a lot do.
Well, in certain places, yeah.
Yeah, a lot do.
Okay.
Yeah, depends on what you're doing. Yeah, very, very, very much the way it is. Ali Bloyd joining us now from, I believe, from Louisville. Is that correct, Ali?
That is correct.
Thank you for joining us. We appreciate it very much. So first off, tell us a little bit about yourself, and then we'll get into some of the topics of today, which are really, especially here in Colorado, really hot button now. But tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so I am a business owner. I own a marketing agency, and I've been a writer all my life. I've been writing poetry since I was a kid, and honestly, just never really shared it with many people outside of my family. Obviously, the last year has brought some tremendous changes to the country and to the world, and my writing has definitely reflected that. So I shared a few pieces online. I got an amazing response, and I had a lot of people encourage me to go ahead and publish some of my work. So I'm super excited to be coming out with my first poetry book. It's really exciting and love what I do. Love small businesses. I just bought a
awesome
farm. I have a daughter.
Awesome.
So yeah.
Awesome. I'm a small business owner as well. So you're in great company, and I like you. I love small business. It's the backbone of the country, and yet I think it's forgotten a lot. Or I will tell you right now, Ali, I think that there are those that are out there, especially those on the left, they would just see small business go away because it's something they cannot control like they do big business.
Yeah, absolutely. I have a poem in the book called My Business is Essential, and yeah. It's really focusing on the fact that everyone who runs a business, their business is essential to them, to
right.
their family, to their employees, to everyone. And we're living in a very interesting time with corporate businesses really doing a lot more than just running the business in terms of what they're actually providing to the nation. So I think small business owners actually have the potential to make a tremendous impact in the world
Agree.
And in the country.
I agree.
And would love to just keep supporting them.
All right, the book, by the way, folks, it's Uncensored America. Let's talk about gun control, though, Ali. That's a big topic, especially with what happened here. And by the way, I'm a Boulder native. That's where I was born and raised and actually went to school. Spent most of my years going through school literally just across the street from where that shooting was in Boulder, Colorado. So I know the area very well. It's a hot button, as we know. Gun control, it will become a hotter button because of that. You know, I don't have to ask you why is it such a big deal. We already know that. But I think what I want to ask you is the rapid rise of the women gun owner, or even that person that wouldn't consider themselves a conservative gun owner.
Yeah, I think for me, I've honestly grown up around guns. My husband's a big hunter. I have always seen them as something that's very critical to protection.
Right.
Not just for recreation, but I think that a lot of women are coming to that same place, especially if they have children. You start to think about things a lot differently when you do have kids. And, you know, the truth is, if you were in that Boulder, Colorado grocery store, you would have had no way to defend yourself outside of having a weapon to
right.
combat someone who is actively trying to hurt you or your family.
And there's speculation. Of course, we don't know because there's a lot of details yet that haven't been released. And we may never know the entire motives, Ali, of what this gentleman did. But I do know because this gentleman, just as a side note, that gentleman lived not more than, I shouldn't call him a gentleman, the killer lived literally I don't know, half, three quarters of a mile from where I actually live now. And what I will tell you, Ali, is he literally drove away from three very large, busy King Supers in the area that I live in, 30 minutes to Boulder, to perform what he did. And you have to wonder, did he do that because of what you just said, knowing there would be less people there likely to have any kind of a confrontation with him?
Yeah, I have to believe that that's true. I think we've seen throughout decades that gun-free zones have mass shootings, and it's for that very reason. If you are a criminal, if you are someone who intends harm to other people, why would you go somewhere where you know those citizens have a greater opportunity of stopping that from happening? And so it's not that I believe that guns should just be flooding the streets. The truth is the guns exist, and any type of gun legislation will never hinder the criminals who are actually trying to use their weapons for harm.
It's correct.
Only going to criminalize law-abiding citizens and make it extremely difficult for people to not just purchase the gun in the first place, but all of the training that's required in H.R. 127, the taxes on top of it, the kind of fight against this, the ammunition legislation that's coming our way.
Right.
Those are things that may not take away the Second Amendment directly.
Sure, hinder
but
it.
They will, in a way.
That's right.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's right. We'll hinder
and that's
it. You're
only
right.
Hurting our ability to protect our family.
Correct. You're correct. Go ahead.
Allie, one thing that really gets me is the vast majority of those who kill people with guns in America, quite honestly, are politically leftward.
Mm-hmm.
They are. And I mean, if you look at all the shootings in Chicago and Baltimore and all these places, if you look at the vast majority of terror, you know, killings and, you know, organized crime, cartels and all this, I mean, virtually nobody on the right is killing anybody. Now, every now and then it happens,
sure,
but it's incredibly rare. And yet every time this stuff comes out, the big push is basically to disarm the right. What do you think?
I think that there is always an ulterior motive when this type of legislation is introduced. It's, to me, not even about these horrible crimes that are committed. And it's a tragedy that these things happen. And ultimately, I wish the people that were using these tragedies as a way to prop up the reasoning for their legislation actually cared as much about getting their way as they did really helping these people. And I think so much of it does go back to mental health, but the legislation around the mental health aspect will not do anything to prevent it. I mean, we've been locking people up in their homes essentially for the last year.
Right.
And to think that that would not have an impact on mental health, to really have all these conversations that are so divisive in our country, that's going to impact someone's mental health. And if you take someone who is already stressed out, struggling, maybe they don't have a support system, they don't have anything to put their hope or their faith in, it's very likely that these people are spiraling.
That's right.
And they will get their hands on weapons if that's what they're looking for.
Right.
But, I mean, the craziest part about it is, you know, in this bill, H.R. 127, they're actually saying that the federal government's going to perform these psychological analysis on not only you, but your husband or wife, your children, and even your former spouses to determine your mental stability. I can tell you that the last thing I would ever want is the government having any say-so about who is mentally competent and who is not. I think that is a totally separate, dangerous, slippery slope if this gets passed. But the truth is, the root cause is what we always have to focus on, and it's what's never focused on, and that is mental health and helping the youth in a lot of cases, because so many of these people are young people that are totally lost. They don't have anybody that's really telling them the truth and actively getting them help if they are disturbed. Mm-hmm. And it really is so unfortunate. But the truth is, guns don't shoot themselves.
Nope.
I mean, we didn't get rid of planes after 9/11. Bombs are already illegal, and yet they are still used. So the legality of these weapons won't change the motives that these people have for committing these horrible crimes. We really need to look at the hearts of people in our nation and say, what can we do to better support them in our own small communities to prevent these types of tragedies? And I personally believe that if someone wants to carry their weapons to defend themselves, I think that that should be their right, because this situation, I'm not saying it could have been prevented, because you simply never know, but over a million crimes are prevented every year from law-abiding citizens with guns trying to defend themselves.
Right.
And those are never talked about. That's
well, right. And Allie, I definitely agree. I don't want the government, anyone in the government, deciding who is fit to carry a gun. We're talking about a government that used the IRS to target rival political groups. We're talking about a government that used the FBI to target and surveil rival politicians. I don't think that they should be in charge of that. Hey, let me move to Louisville here for a moment. What's it been like in the aftermath of Breonna Taylor?
Man, it feels like the city is a much different place, in all honesty. I live right outside of the city, and luckily I'll be moving to my farm soon, so I'm very excited about that. I mean, that definitely played a role.
Congratulations.
In to make that move. Thank you. But it's very sad. I went down there recently, and it doesn't even look or feel like the same place anymore. Things are still boarded up. There is no life in the city right now.
Still?
And so many small businesses. Yes. Well, so many small businesses, they have shut down and they have moved intentionally out of downtown if that's where they existed, because there were riots consistently, and those small businesses were the ones that were getting the bulk of the damage. They didn't want to be in that environment anymore. So businesses are literally the hearts of cities. And if you take the businesses out of the cities, there really isn't much else that's left. And then it takes the life and the liveliness out of the city. So the people who are still living there, they're only going to get more, you know, angry or agitated or depressed, because their environment has very much changed from what they're used to. And I mean, it was a total tragedy. There is so much I could say about the case in general and all the complexities of the legal issues. But truthfully, I just saw a lot of division between people. You know, I wish that people could agree that something is a terrible tragedy without having to say they wish it would have happened or that someone deserved it. I also wish that people could see that there are problems with police and things like that without trying to generalize the entire group.
Right.
I mean, it feels
right.
like there's no happy medium. People can't see the other side. And that's really, you know, why I wrote this book in a lot of ways. One of the poems in the book I actually wrote, you know, the day after the Breonna Taylor tragedy occurred, or the day after I heard about it. So it's, you know, it definitely is just one instance in so many across our country in this last year that is not just some TV publicity stunt. It's having real impacts on real communities in our country.
Right.
And I am not sure that we're going to be able to pull back from that. I mean, I just did an interview with one of the longest running radio hosts in Louisville, and we talked about this. He's not happy living where he's lived for many years, because it has changed so dramatically. And there's so many people, they don't have the luxury of moving from where they are. And they're going to be the ones that are going to be left to pick up those pieces.
Allie, do you feel that while we can't reach out to each other politically because there's such a divide, do you feel at all that poetry is a way that you can reach through some of the divide and touch people in ways they wouldn't have been?
I absolutely do. And like I mentioned before, this was something I've always done and just never really felt the need to share. It's something I've always done for myself. But as I started to write more and more about some of these things, I would notice, because my business is actually in social media marketing, so I spend a lot of time on these platforms, and I see how hateful people
right.
can be for no reason at all. And of course, as a business owner, I'm always cognizant of what I say online. But I noticed that my poetry, even though it was talking about some very controversial themes, it wasn't sparking hatred. It was opening up discussion. It was really getting people
Great.
From both sides of the equation to think about things. And that's when it really hit me that, you know, poetry isn't necessarily the coolest medium in the world, at least not right now, but it's something that is so open to interpretation in a lot of ways. And it's also something that people can read without immediately feeling threatened, or like the person writing it has an agenda, or that there's an existing bias there. Because whenever we're presented with an article these days, or a news segment, or a video clip, I think everyone instinctively feels there's some sort of bias. And most of the time, they're exactly right. But with poetry, I do believe it'll allow people to see things through a different lens. And maybe just sit in the comfort of their own home, not online, not feeling like they have to be right, not feeling like they have to defend themselves. And they can honestly just do some reflection on where we are, what's truly important, and how they can make a difference simply by, you know, opening up their minds and their hearts to people around them, even if they disagree.
Right on. Allie Bloyd, again, book is Uncensored America. Allie, how do folks get the book?
Yeah, so the book comes out on April 9th. Super excited, but they can go to uncensoredamericabook.com and get on the pre-order list. And so if you get on that list, you'll get a signed copy when it comes out. But also, I'm giving away a course for small business owners or aspiring business owners to just add in as a bonus for anybody out there that feels like that'd be beneficial. And that's a $500 course.
Awesome.
100% free if you buy the book.
Awesome. Allie Bloyd, thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
You bet. Have a fabulous weekend. I appreciate it. Bruce Simmons is next. He's a reverse mortgage specialist, actually the professor of reverse mortgages. Call him today, 303-467-7821, or you can find him again at klzradio.com.
You want to work with Bruce Simmons because you can trust him. Bruce is usually the only person you'll talk to throughout the entire process. He's the one who meets with you and your family to explain the loan. He's the person you call with questions. He answers his phone himself every time. He personally attends all of his own closings. He'll even stay in touch after the loan closes in case you have more questions. John Rush recommended Bruce Simmons to his own mom and dad because he wanted them to work with someone local, someone who had specialized exclusively in reverse mortgages for more than 18 years, someone who would guarantee their fees so the cost would never exceed what he quoted them at the beginning. Plus, John really likes and believes in Bruce. You already know you don't want to work with a national company because you prefer a more personal approach. So choose someone you'll enjoy working with and can trust completely. Find KLZ's Bruce Simmons now at klzradio.com/reverse. Personalized reverse mortgage expertise.
Flesh and Beck, Kevin Flesh. I say it all the time. If you need help legally speaking, Kevin's not afraid to go to court on your behalf. That's what he does. He's trial tested, trial ready, Kevin Flesh. 303-806-8886. Or again, find him online at fleshlawfirm.com. And that's spelled FLESCH.
Avoid the pitfalls with Kevin Flesh. Picture this. You're in court before a judge and jury trying to get the at-fault party's insurance company to cover your hospital bills, and the defense attorney pulls out your medical records. Comparing what you said to the police at the scene of your injury to what your doctor transcribed, you've contradicted yourself. You start to get nervous. You don't want to look like an idiot, but you simply don't recall what you said to the police. That was a long time ago. KLC's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law, prepares you for these kinds of questions so you never need to worry about what to say. Of course, the opposition will always try to call your credibility into question. But with Kevin Flesh, you always know exactly how to respond. Schedule a free consultation now at 303-806-8886. Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law. Trial tested. Trial ready.
This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, we're back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes. All right, what's going on tomorrow, Andy?
Well, tomorrow they're going to be choosing the new chair and vice chair of the Colorado Republican Party.
Okay.
And, you know,
all right, real quick, what's the chair do for all those that maybe don't know?
The main thing the chair does, honestly, is fundraise and provide vision. That's okay. The main thing they
do. So sets leadership, direction, fundraising.
Yeah. Ground game and stuff like that, you know, actually working with the troops is much more done by the vice chair. At least that's been my experience.
Okay.
But the chair has to provide the vision and, of course, has to connect and be available. But, you know, the chair is going to be doing a lot of fundraising because you got to have money to run the operation. And the people who donate money want to talk to the top dude.
And where does the money come from? Everywhere?
Yeah, it comes from everywhere. That's been a real problem. Obviously, most of the money comes from large donors, but also they need to broaden their donor base. And to do that, you've got to get people engaged out in the field. Nobody out in the field, I mean, you know, that small business owner in Broomfield is probably not donating to the Colorado Republican Party, and they need to give some. And you need to get people at all levels, you know, the liberty of activists, the people who go to the Tea Party meetings. These aren't wealthy people, but they can afford $20.
Right. Yeah. And my point there would be as well is that to your point, Andy, if you got, half a million is probably a large number, but let's say you could somehow or another round up a couple hundred thousand businesses in Colorado, which there's way more than that. But let's say you got $20 out of a couple hundred thousand.
You'd have a lot of money.
It adds right up, doesn't
right.
it?
Right. And yeah, because you have candidates so often are very frustrated. Well, I didn't get any money or support. They don't have a lot. And yeah. I think that is a problem with the party. They go to the big donors because you can make the big score quick, but then the big donors are the tail wagging the dog, and right. they're in charge, and you have to do what they want. And that's been a real problem. Okay, well, the big problem that we have coming up is that the party is going to go one of two ways. And I have not endorsed anybody. I will not, because I interview these people, and
right.
I like them all.
Okay.
But I'm going to say where I think it'll go.
Okay.
I think it's going to be either Casper Stockham, or it is going to be,
Gessler.
Scott Gessler. I think it's going to go to one of those two, and that's not to demean the other candidates. I just think those two, I think a lot of people are going to split votes, and that is going to leave Casper as basically the leader of the Liberty contingent, and that Scott Gessler is going to be basically the leader, not, I wouldn't say of establishment, but of the more traditional ones, the people who have been doing the work, you know, walking the neighborhoods, licking the envelopes and so forth up until this time. Casper's leading more of those people who have not been doing as much of that, or the people who are more the outsiders. I think that there's a real rage thing. I'm not looking at Casper himself, but the supporters of Casper are very conspiratorial in general, online at least. They will say that if he doesn't win, that it was stolen. No matter what, guaranteed, if he doesn't win, they will say it was stolen. Behind the scenes, by processes, people manipulating votes. Guaranteed that they will insist that. They're already insisting it in advance.
Really?
If it doesn't. Oh, yes.
I haven't read it, and I don't follow any of this. I haven't read any of it.
Well, you know, I'm a conspiracy guy a little bit. I'm generally not, but, you know, I do believe Trump was robbed of the election in several cities.
That's factual, not conspiracy, though.
Yeah, I think it's factual, too.
Yeah, that's different.
But
right?
Yeah, but a number of the people who support Casper, not saying this with Casper, I'm saying a lot of his supporters, are generally people who are enraged a lot, are very angry. So if the party, if it chooses Casper, his followers are going to want this to be a party that is very demanding of our liberties now, that is very aggressive in that way. But there's some good things with that. They will be very aggressive in wanting no campaign, you know, dishonesty and so forth. If you go with Scott Gessler, you're going to get
more traditional things.
More right. traditional things, although Scott Gessler wants to go after, dishonesty in those things as well.
And he knows that system very well, by the way.
He does. And so both Scott and Casper are going to be very aggressive in those ways. Casper as an outsider, Scott as somebody who has worked with the program.
Okay. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll come back. We've got a guest joining us in a moment. Neil should be joining us shortly. Purefoy Chevrolet is up next, folks. You can always shop online, purefoychevrolet.com.
Corey, my blushing bride, where is the best car buying experience you've ever had?
Hands down, Purefoy. And I'm not just saying that because I do not enjoy buying cars. But when we had to buy one, they made it so easy. The financing especially was smooth as silk.
Why?
Well, you walked in and it's true. They were just so friendly. I didn't feel like I was targeted. I needed a car. I didn't want to get a car. And they understood that. They took the time to let me really test drive what we chose. And then they explained and answered every single question that I had.
Folks, there you have it. And by the way, Corey's telling the truth. I like looking at rows of cars and doing all that. I get into it. She hates it. And she actually enjoyed herself at Purefoy. You will too. For a better experience, go to purefoychevrolet.com or give Purefoy a call at 303-659-8311.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Golden Eagle Financial. Al would love to help you with your financial future. I say it all the time. Go to klzradio.com, look up Al there, or call 303-744-1128.
Feel good about your retirement with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial. You've already done the heavy lifting by setting money aside for retirement all these years. Now you're looking about 10 years ahead and asking, how can I be certain I'll have enough income in retirement? That's where creating a plan becomes vitally important. Al Smith will help you develop a strategy for the money waiting in your 401k or IRA. For the past 16 years, financial advisor Al Smith has specialized in helping his clients make the transition from working to retirement. He will help you make decisions now that will preserve your life savings for the future, like creating a plan to fund a long-term healthcare crisis should that become necessary. You've worked hard for your money. Now let's make sure your money works hard for you. Schedule a free consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial now at klzradio.com/money. Advisory services offered through Foundation Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
All right, Gina's Auto Service, Steve Horvath, the owner, a great friend of mine, will be with me on Drive Radio tomorrow. Be sure to tune in, ask questions there as well. Anything your vehicle needs, though, whether it's now or next week, which, by the way, you always need stuff done on the vehicle, put this in your phone, Gina's Auto Service on the west side of town, 303-794-6700, 303-794-6700, or online at ginosautoservice.com, and that's Gino's with a J.
For over 38 years, Gino's Auto Service has been serving Littleton and customers along the Front Range. Right now, you can take advantage of Gino's $74.99 four-wheel alignment special. Mention KLZ Radio and they'll include a free inspection of your suspension. During the winter months, icy roads and potholes can damage your suspension, so it's worth getting it checked out. This month, get a $50 NAPA prepaid Visa card with a qualifying NAPA steering and suspension parts purchase of $250 or more. As members of Colorado Select Auto Care, Geno's backs up their service with NAPA's nationwide peace of mind warranty. Geno's continues to service Larry's automotive customers. To make your life simpler, Geno's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. Give them a call or go online to schedule an appointment. And be sure to check out all of their excellent Google reviews. They're AAA approved and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon in Littleton. Stop in or visit them online at ginosautoservice.com. That's Gino's with a J.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, this Friday edition. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes, Anil Mattai joining us now. Anil, how are you, sir?
I am well, John. How are you and Andy doing?
Doing very well. Thanks for joining us. You will participate tomorrow as well and have an announcement as well.
Yes, I'm planning to run for the vice chairman position at the state GOP here in Colorado.
What's your vision for the party, Anil?
Make Colorado the number one state for all families by enacting our constitution and our conservative platform at the local and state level. Really, we've been, John, focusing so much on federal level, and the con game here is that the federal level brings in a lot of money, and that's how consultants make their money. That's mm-hmm. how people get involved. But you want to turn Colorado around. We have to win our school boards this year. We have to win our city government this year. And that's how the Democrats focus. So let's take the place from them and focus on our local. And that's how we basically influence our communities and turn it around. Yeah. If we don't win the local, we can't win the even year elections. And
agree.
That's how the momentum works.
Agree.
You know, Anil, the chair is usually tasked with raising the money. As you know, you've been a chair in a county. And also mm-hmm. casting a large vision. But the vice chair is going to be having to activate everything, like you say, at all the lower levels. What's your plan on doing that?
My plan is very clear. I got to go around to different places, different community groups, different county organizations. And all I'm going to do Andy, is very clear. I want to encourage them to find good, solid constitutional conservative candidates and get them to run in their school boards this year. And get them to run in their city governments. And if they don't want to do that, also join up for the many county and or city boards that are volunteers and build the base that way. The Democrats have done a great job doing that stuff. And, their ideas are wrong. Our principles are right. Our Constitution is right. And so that's what I would do. Regardless of who's the chair or not, the way I've run Adams County is the same way. When I was a vice chair, it didn't matter who won, who was the chair. I was set out as a leader also. And I don't get placated. I don't get put into a position where I have to listen to everything. I know what the bylaws are because I was on the state executive committee. But I'm going to move forward as a leader with a vision and try to help Colorado get back to the local level. And that's how we can change the state. And I'm going to continue beating that drum. And I've had, out of all the candidates, I actually have a record of action. There are some people saying, why did you get in so late? I said, what do you mean get in late? I became a registered Republican at age 18. I've been a county chair. I've been fighting across the board. So I have a list of record across the board, and I'm going to continue to fight that way.
Yep. And by the way, folks that are listening, I've known Anil for many years. I will say this, Anil, about you. When you say something, you'll go do it. I can vouch for you on that level 100%.
Well, I appreciate that, John. And some of the stuff that's been, I am a kind of a threat to a lot of people in the context where I do what I said I'm going to do. About 4 years ago, the State Central Committee said approved, they went against a motion that I put down to try to stop this open primary. Trevor Loudon just had in a recent article the nonsense where Republicans are allowing non-Republicans to come into their primary and vote. Mm-hmm. That's suicidal.
I agree.
And I don't understand why the state party allows that, but that's what they did. A couple years ago, I opposed Amendment Y and Z, and that's redistricting for the state and federal houses in the every 10 years. And our establishment, our leaders, all pushed what was sponsored by Obama and Holder. And so today, Republicans, even with the open primary, John and Andy, why should anyone volunteer to be a Republican or even register to be Republican? A non-Republican has the same access as a Republican. So we are losing volunteers. People are not donating, and they're going to unaffiliated status because they get the same treatment. And that's suicidal, and I want to stop that.
Hey, one more quick question here, Anil. How are you going to reach out to those who have recently, over the last, say, 5 years, maybe eight, become unaffiliated who were Republican? How are you going to reach out to that group?
I will work with the local county leadership. Really, everything has to be done at the local level. It's not the state's responsibility to basically deal with every day-to-day issues. I want to strengthen the county parties. The county parties should have their own data systems. They should know who their voters are. They should know. They should be interacting with a lot of these people. They do in some sense, but they're also demoralized. They're losing a lot of people. I think working with the county parties directly and getting people focused on the local elections gives us momentum into the even year. So I'll continue my discussion. Across the board, we have 64 counties here in Colorado, and all of the candidates for chairman and vice chairman, I'm the only one that has led a county party in two terms in Adams County and also as a vice chair. So I have the experience to work with them, and the county chairs will know that, and the county leadership will know that.
Well done, Anil. Best of luck to you tomorrow, and we'll see how things turn out. I appreciate your time. And like I said earlier, folks, one thing I can vouch for Anil is whatever he says he's going to do, he'll do.
Thanks, John. Thanks, Andy. Appreciate
Thank you, Anil.
Your time.
Appreciate it very much.
Go vote for Anil.
Thank you, sir. And by the way, folks, I meant what I just said, not because Anil was with us. I've known him for a very long time, and if he says he's going to go do something, he'll do it.
Yeah, and I've co-hosted with Anil and had a great time. So.
I know his heart. I know everything he just said is exactly what he'll set out to go do.
You know, one thing I know about Anil also, my experience has been this. He is a liberty warrior.
He's a fighter.
Yeah, but he'll work with people who are, shall we say, more traditional.
Yes. Yes.
And I like that.
Yeah. No, Anil is a, for all of you that don't know him well, great family man, great Christian man, understands his faith, understands our country, understands, all the underlying things that are going on, the problems that we have going on. As far as somebody that really understands what's going on in the world around us, pretty sharp guy.
Okay, now looking at the party, because we were just talking about, let's face it, it's establishment and the liberty groups now, right? That's what it is.
I guess
it's the liberty movement versus the establishment. I hate that. I love them both, because I know a lot of people in both groups, and I'm a liberty activist, as you know, but I know so many people in the quote-unquote establishment who have been logging all the hours. And I'm not talking about the ones who crossed over, went anti-Trump, and voted for Biden.
Right.
I'm not talking about that. That's extreme. I'm talking about the rest of them who have been doing all the work in the trenches, and the liberty activists come along and basically say, we need to do it a different way. But the liberty activists have some great, great beliefs, which I share. Going forward, let me put this question to you. If Scott Kessler wins, what's it going to look like? If Casper wins, what's it going to look like? Because either side that wins, the other side is going to be furious.
Well, and we talked about this a little bit earlier. My feeling on this, and I'm not an expert, don't have a crystal ball by any means, but my feeling on this will be it will be easier to get Gessler's folks to go over and work with the folks on Casper's side if Casper wins than it will be the opposite.
I agree. Because, quite honestly, a lot of the people who support Casper, I believe if Scott Kessler wins, they will be convinced, no matter what, that it was stolen, and they will become anti-GOP activists.
Okay. Parker and Golden, you're up, sir.
Hey, I just had a quick comment. Thanks for taking my call. Scott Gessler has ethic issues. He had spent roughly $2,000 of government funds to visit an out-of-state event. How can he be trusted with the state party if he can't handle government funds?
Well, and I hate to say, but the other candidate we've been talking about has similar issues going on as well, Parker, so you've got to go look at all of them if you're going to do that.
Yeah, Parker, I mean, there are accusations that are going both ways.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact is, it would take a lot more time than we have here today to go through that and figure out what's what.
Yeah, all I'm saying, Parker, is there are accusations flying on all sides, including, you know, on the side of Casper, and it's very well known. It's not a secret. You can go look it up for yourself and find out what those are and then determine for yourself whether you think there's validity to those or not.
Right.
Well, let's just take it one more step back. Back in 2014, he had the option to rerun, and we lost that position because he didn't decide to rerun for secretary.
Secretary of State, you mean?
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know. Everybody has their own reasons why they step down and don't run. There can be family reasons. There can be business reasons. There can be so many. And I'm never going to look at any candidate, be it Casper or Scott, and say, gee, you should have run for us. Because, hey, man, they got a lot of things going on in their lives. We all do. I don't know.
He was running for governor and finished third place in the primary.
That's correct.
I don't want to lose a running the state party.
Okay, I can tell you're – do you have – obviously, you're very much against Scott Gessler. Do you have anybody you're for?
I am for Casper. I support him.
Okay.
Okay.
That's great.
Yeah, and again, I've interviewed both. I've had both on my show numerous times, Scott and Casper both. I don't have a dog in the fight either way, other than I want what's best for the state and I want to move forward. All I'm saying, Parker, is I think there's a much better chance of Gessler's folks working with you all if you win than you all working with Gessler's folks if he wins. And I think I'm making a pretty honest statement saying that. What do you think?
It sounds true. I appreciate you taking
you
my
bet,
call.
You bet, man. I appreciate it as well, Parker. Day. Thanks, as always. I do appreciate the call.
It's a very honest call.
Yeah, and I think he's right. By the way. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come right back. Don't go anywhere. Affordable Interest Mortgage is next. Kurt Rogers. And again, get that mortgage review today. Find out how he can help you save money or just do things differently to loosen up some of the equity and things that you've got going on in your world. 720-895-0500.
Take aim. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Accidents happen. Don't let that fret you or mess you up. A good shop can take care of you, get your vehicle back on track and back to original equipment specifications. Three locations to serve you. There's an online estimating app as well. Find them at klzradio.com or call 720-541-7697.
You don't need to schedule an appointment or drive anywhere for a free estimate from a good shop. Other than the actual collision itself, scheduling an estimate might be the most stressful part of auto body work because you don't have time for it. You're already worried about how much the repairs will cost. You're worried about how long your vehicle will be out of commission. And you still need to figure out whether or not you should make an insurance claim because you're worried about your premiums going up. Al Sturm, owner of a good shop in North Glen and Commerce City, has always looked to the future, providing new, different, and better services than the corporate conglomerates. Click on the mobile estimate button at klzradio.com/collision and enter your phone number to start taking photos for your free virtual estimate from a good shop. Certified collision repair worth referring. Mention KLZ Radio in your estimate request for $100 off your repairs.
Franktown Firearms, we talked to Sean earlier. They'd love to help you out with anything you've got going on in regards to buying a gun, whether you're seasoned or you're new. We talked to them earlier. They've got some great training programs as well, one of them being situational awareness. So go to klzradio.com or call 720-770-7777.
Regardless of your starting point, Franktown Firearms will take your shooting skills a level up. Maybe you've never shot a gun before, and you want to get over your fear of pulling the trigger. Maybe you consider yourself an experienced marksman, but you've never received tactical training, and you want to develop muscle memory to respond in any situation. Head trainer Karen Murray and her team of trainers at Franktown Firearms design their classes to cater to your level of ability and prior knowledge, offering a diversity of firearms platforms from static to moving and shooting to target acquisition engagement. For Rush to Reason listeners only, sign up for a range membership now by filling out the contact form at klzradio.com/Franktown and receive $50 off your initiation fee plus your first month free. Range members receive a discount in the shop as well as a discount on all classes. Franktown Firearms, confidence through practice.
Protect your business while protecting your bottom line. Call 303-423-0162 and the team at GIA will review your small business insurance plans for free. That's 303-423-0162.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes. Tomorrow is the big GOP election here in Colorado.
This is it. And my gosh, I'm telling you what, the party is going to have one look or another look, period. And I don't think either way it's going to look the same as it did under Ken Buck. I think it's going to be much more engaged.
Not that I'm against
way.
Ken Buck, but I hope you're right.
I just think it is.
Because I don't like the way it's been.
Yeah.
Just saying.
I got nothing against Ken Buck.
I don't either,
but
I don't think you can run it and not be here.
Right. Let's take a look at a couple more here really quick. Christy Burton Brown.
Mm-hmm.
She right now is
running
the
for
vice chair.
Yeah. She is vice chair, running for chair.
She's a lawyer. She's vice chair right now. She's well known for her advocacy of the Personhood Amendment. And I will say this, Christy Burton Brown was a very helpful, organized person when I dealt with that office.
Okay.
Now, here's one thing that really worries me, though, and she wasn't involved in this, but when, and these were all Casper supporters, okay, when they were, and Jonathan supporters, Jonathan Lockwood supporters and Casper supporters, who were protesting at the GOP office.
Right.
What was it, a week ago, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know who in the leadership there decided to call management on them, but that is a breathtakingly stupid move.
Yeah, dumb move. Agree.
I mean, tell me you're a leader.
No, you just let them do their thing.
Let them do their thing. Let it play out.
Unless the other tenants are whining or the landlord's whining, you just let it go.
All you're doing is arming them.
Right.
Right? Because then they went everywhere. They went on shows. They came on our show.
Right.
They went on other shows. They sent out their surrogates saying, look what the Colorado GOP did to us.
Right.
And these people are basically protesting the Colorado GOP.
Right. Let them do their thing.
Right.
Agree.
So, but Christy Burton Brown, I'm sure she wasn't involved in that. I got to be honest, she's very helpful. Richard Mancuso.
Who you interviewed as well.
I got to be honest. Can I give one little bit of bias?
Sure.
You know, and Casper's my longest time friend.
Right.
Richard Mancuso was the best interview.
Really?
He was a hoot. He sounded like Trump.
Huh?
And I'd never, okay. This is a guy who sounds like a cop on the beat. Like a union guy, a guy who's leading in union. He has the New York accent, but also he just sounds like one of the people. We've always had these chairs who are very erudite.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Steve House, in my opinion, is the best chair we've ever had. Okay. And they're brilliant and all this. And Richard's very smart and he's run businesses. He's very accomplished, but he sounds like one of the guys. We've never had a leader who sounds just like one of the guys like Richard Mancuso.
So here's a question for you.
Okay.
Are we at a point as a state where we actually need someone like Casper to win, and then see what actually happens to the party, good, bad, or otherwise, to finally get that group to agree that there has to be different ways of doing things moving forward. Because I'm going to tell you right now, folks, those of you that are on that side of Casper, I'm just going to say it out loud. Your way is not going to work in Colorado. I'll tell you that right now. It will not work. It will not move this state forward when it comes to how we win elections down the road. I know I'm taking a gamble in saying that. A lot of you are going to attack me. A lot of you don't like what I just said, but I'm right.
Well, I'm going to agree and disagree. I'll agree in the way that that group demands liberty, and as I've always said,
you can't demand that.
You can't. When you demand liberty, you lose liberty.
You don't get it.
You lose the sale. Okay, you can't. You've got to sell liberty. You've got to show people, and that group tends to demand liberty. However, I will also say that Casper Stockham has reached into communities that the GOP generally loses.
I will agree with that.
And
yes.
Casper Stockham has done a hell of a job developing candidates and raising them up.
I agree with that as well.
By the way, so is Christy Burton Brown. And so, you know, I but yes, that general approach of our way or the highway, liberty demand.
I've talked about it on the show many, many times.
In a blue state,
you can't do that here.
It's poison.
I've talked about it 100 times on this show. I don't know if anybody ever listens, but you're not going to win future elections with that approach.
You're a salesman. They're not selling liberty.
You have to sell it.
Yes. And for you, a salesman, what is it like listening to that, looking at this market, Colorado, and listening to people come in with that approach?
Even though I believe in all of it, it's a turnoff.
Right.
Because it's not done correctly. To your point, you know, I told Andy before the show today, as a salesperson, you have to sell features and benefits first, convince the person that you're trying to talk to of those features and benefits, and then at the end of the day, ask for the sale. You can't demand anything. The minute you demand something, you've lost. It's done. It's over, folks. Stick a fork in it.
Yeah, you've got to convince them that they want more gun owners out there. You've got to convince them that they want it to be harder to get an abortion.
That's right. You can't demand that, folks. A sale, by the way, I believe, versus a transaction, which I believe, by the way, those folks want a transaction, not a sale, because to me, and I tell my clients this all the time, and I could be wrong in my definition, but this is John Rush's definition of a sale, not a transaction. A sale is a transfer of a belief system whereby I can get the other party to believe enough in what I believe in to spend money on it. That's a sale, folks. A transaction is somebody walks in, buys a pack of gum, pays for it at the counter, and leaves. That is not a sale. That is a transaction.
Right. You didn't sell anything.
You didn't sell a thing.
They just bought.
That's right. And in a lot of cases, what some out there are demanding is a transaction, not a sale.
They're demanding that everybody in Colorado want their liberty for them.
Doesn't work that way, folks.
No.
Doesn't work that way.
Everybody in Colorado is supposed to want you to have school choice.
As much as I want it, that's not how you sell it.
Right.
Extreme Auto Repair coming up next, folks, and they want to help you out with all your vehicle needs. Doesn't matter what it is. They're there for you, 20-plus service bays, and we talk about that a lot, but it always is cheaper to put money into the car on the front side, save it on the back side. That's what they do for you. KLZradio.com is where you find them, or 303-841-1071.
The most frustrating part of getting your vehicle repaired is not knowing what they're charging you for. The team at Extreme Auto Repair has nothing to hide. Sean, Mike, Dave, and the whole team at Extreme Auto Repair in Parker want you to understand what's going on with your vehicle so you know how to prioritize your spending. They'll always be transparent because you're the one spending money. You need to know what's wrong so you can focus on the most important repairs first. Just ask, and they'll be more than happy to take you back to the service bay, open up the hood to show you what's going on, or hand you the part that's not functioning. Their philosophy is, why hide it? You might not know what to look for on your own, and the bill makes a lot more sense when you can actually see the part. Plus, you'll feel better knowing that they're not charging you for services you don't need. Take a look together. Schedule a repair now at klzradio.com/extreme. Promise is kept.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. No, Charlie, I'm not a rhino.
That was funny, though.
Charlie just said Rush to Rhino.
Rush to
Rhino.
Our new show. Welcome back to Rush to Rhino.
Anybody that knows me knows that is about as far from me as it gets. No, that is not me. I'm a liberty-loving small business owner, want the best for everybody in America. I hate the left. I hate what they stand for. I hate communism. I believe that's what they all are, is a bunch of communists. I'm out to defeat them. That's the key, though. I'm out to defeat them. There's the difference between me and a lot of folks. I want to defeat them and do it the best way possible.
John Rush wants to sell to the market he has, not the market he wishes he had.
I can't change the market, folks. It is what it is.
There you go.
We'll be right back on Monday, same time, same place. If you missed the first hour, catch you next. Don't forget, I'll be back tomorrow for Fix It Radio first thing in the morning at 9 o'clock right here on KLZ 560.